Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Between Two Pods. This time, nope, he's back now. All right, I was about to say I'm joined by two out of three of the Elder Trolls, but here we are, all three. Guys, hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Slade.
Hey, man.
It's excellent. I'm really excited to do this one. First of all, y'all are the most amount of guests I've had on at one time, so I can't wait to see the wave
really?
Later.
Yeah, yes. That's going to give you nightmares, friend.
Yeah.
I'm really excited
for
that.
We do it too much, perhaps too much we do it. We have like five.
I was going to say.
Five
sometimes. Be careful what you wish for, Slade.
But here,
telling us how long we can go on. There's three of us here.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's trouble.
We'll find out. But real quick, could y'all tell everybody about your podcast and where everyone can find you?
Sure. I'll cover this one. I have it written down here so I wouldn't stumble over my words, but I still might stumble over my words because
you'll still do it. Yeah.
Well, we're three brothers with the Elder Trolls Gaming Podcast. You can find us on all podcasting platforms: Spotify, Apple, Google, all those. We also have a YouTube channel called Elder Trolls Gaming, where we do everything gaming. We videos,
clips,
shorts, everything.
Gameplay reviews, yeah. You name it.
But on the podcast, we're three brothers who get together. We talk mostly about games, sometimes tech, movies, and TV. When we talk about video games, we try to be a little bit different. There are a lot of great podcasts out there that do the deep dives and essay style podcasts with what games they're playing, either retro or new. We try to lean more towards like the tech side and the comedy side of things, I'd say. We're very loose, loosey-goosey, and we try
a bit
to
crass.
Yeah, bit crass, yeah. It's just like a cool hangout between like three brothers, really, and that's pretty much it.
Sounds fantastic. I can't wait to get into these questions because, you know, when I found, I was like, three brothers. What do I ask three brothers? And how can I tear them apart? That was the other thing. That's what I spent my day today at work doing. So first thing, let's tear into this real quick.
Yeah.
Who in the house was the party game champ?
Party game.
Game champ, right? Like Mario Kart or Mario Party gets brought out.
Oh,
who's going to maliciously dominate? But also, I want to know, who's the cheater?
That's a good question.
Like, who's the one who's going to try to smack the controller out of your hand?
I would probably do that.
Jonathan would probably do that.
Daniel. Although, I might not need to, because I'd be in first place anyway, you know what I mean? But
that's not what happened last time we played some Mario Kart. I whipped his asses.
Yeah, but I was using a broken controller.
Oh, he's the one that always has the excuses. That's
the final word. The last word is John.
Excuses are not, but they're not excuses. They're facts. They're reasons.
What does he say? What does John Tapper say?
Nathaniel also pretended he beat Mario
and
told a whole birthday party full of kids when he was a kid that he beat Mario.
Not me as an adult. At a party with kids.
Yeah, as an adult.
I like the idea of you as an adult going
and
telling these kids,
that.
I beat Mario.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
They're like, no, you did it. You're old.
You're old.
And he's like,
he starts crying.
Look at him saying, no, my uncle works for Nintendo.
My dad works for Nintendo.
Whenever I start lying, I just keep going and I don't stop.
Yeah.
It's a big snowball effect.
I don't know. I don't know if any of us are cheaters, really. I think that that's something we can proudly say that we've avoided a lot. I mean, for the most part. I mean, yes, we used to put in cheats in, like, GTA or whatever. But when it comes competing games, I don't think that we really did that.
Maybe once in a blue moon, I would do it in, like, a board game. You know, like, with me, my wife, and her friends, and they're, like, so much better at board games than me, I'll sneak extra money or extra cards or something like that. I'll do that. But I won't do it in video games because video games are sacred.
They're sacred.
So nobody getting caught screen peeking or anything like that?
No. I don't know. We always had our own, like, because we were
on the split screen.
PC gamers.
I do that on the split screen. That's all fair. It's on the same screen.
Yeah, yeah. We don't put the cardboard.
No.
Little cardboard divider up.
That would be funny.
first time I saw that on the internet, I was like, that's a genius idea that could have solved so many arguments.
Yeah. But you have to be sitting like right there. You
need a giant TV too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So let's get back into y'all's podcast and a little bit away from me tearing y'all apart. How did it come about? What brought the Elder Trolls to be?
Should I take this one? Who wants to take it? You, Dana. I'll take it. Sure.
Good.
Well, we have a group chat that we chat in with me, my two cousins, and these two guys. And we're just always talking about games. And constantly talking about games. I mean, there's other things too, but so many of it is, you know, when a new game comes out, we're talking about what game we're playing. And then we're all playing it. All three of us are talking about the game in the group chat or whatever. So one day, Nathaniel was like, maybe we should start a podcast and just kind of do that on the show. And I think it was around, what was it, 2020?
It's
going
Christmas.
Into 2021.
Yeah, it was like
the end of 2020.
2021.
Out of Christmas, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that was when that he just kind of pitched the idea. I remember I was eating lunch and I was looking over here.
I actually think it was far before that because it took us forever to actually
no,
do
no,
it.
No, yeah,
no,
yeah.
It must have been before
the
that.
Idea. We had the idea at around in October-ish, I think a couple months before Christmas. And then we were like, okay, we'll set the deadline for January 1st. We've got to have an idea for the first episode.
2020.
We'll start in January, first week of January, our first episode. Yeah. So then we
we made that plan.
Got all that stuff, got all that stuff ironed out. Hosting, all that shit.
Yeah, so we just figured, let's just do this, but record ourselves. Because everybody, you know, in our family and tons of people we know are like, man, you guys are funny, man. You should, like, do something together, man. So we're just like, okay, let's give it a shot and we'll see what happens. And we'll just, you know, just to do it, to enjoy it and whatever. So that's kind of where we started. Where we're still at, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have some creative backgrounds, like music performance. I keep cracking. My voice keeps fucking cracking. We have some creative backgrounds, like music performance. We do, I've graduated from audio production, recording.
Okay.
Daniel's a recording musician. I do photography. Jonathan plays guitar, draws. So we've got all that kind of like practiced creativeness before we started the podcast. So we were kind of like, what can we do to bring all that together?
And computers
and talk about games, you know?
Right.
So then we came up with this, yeah.
Like, we're pretty well versed in the, I guess, the production part of it, like the recording and we know the tech, and it's fun. It's like, we're all self-produced, right? So it's like, Daniel does the mastering because he knows how to do that. We talk about audio and gears sometimes too, and we like doing that, so like setting up the recording and all that stuff, so it worked. It like everything is kind of like a an encompassing area of, I guess,
creation,
creativity area of creativity. A ball of creativity.
Massive ball of creativity.
Making the music for the show. Jonathan, I mean, Jonathan and Nathaniel used to make movies in high school on the computer and edit.
Oh, really?
So I think that it's kind of a funny, it almost came full circle in this way, at least, because Jonathan now edits a lot. He edits all the videos, so he'll put in these hilarious little edits and stupid zooms and shit and like clips from movies and whatever. So it's all kind of comes back to that, which is really funny.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's interesting. Are the movies still around? Are they just buried somewhere
in the
YouTube archives? No?
No, there's like a VHS at home somewhere. We've talked
no
about this.
Idea.
We've talked about this.
They're floating around in the ether somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's in a closet somewhere at home in a VHS that's unmarked. So we'd have to watch all the
We're
VHS.
Not finding
to find this. There's no way.
We're not finding it.
If we did,
the
though.
Adventures of Lance and Rico.
Yeah.
Well, I have that one. I could maybe make a couple of shorts of that one.
Oh my God. No. Do not.
Do not.
You gotta make it like a Patreon exclusive or something. People gotta pay to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't even in it, I don't think. I think I was the cameraman.
Oh, no. You were in there. You were one of the drug dealers.
Oh, okay.
You were pushing some young guy's cream.
It's cream of some young guy.
Wow. Yes. Just vile.
Fuck, that was funny. Oh, man.
before we dive a little deeper into it, is there any indie podcasts that y'all'd like to give a quick little shout out to?
Oh man, there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many. Like when we jumped into this massive server. I think that's where we met, Slade.
Yes.
I think we had a little game night too together. Yes. One night. But there's so many out there. The top ones that I'd like to give a shout out to is Gaming Duo Pod, Kelvin and Rob. We got the Gaming mm-hmm. Together Pod with Nate and Phil.
Mm-hmm.
We got 1H1D with Chris and Tom. And we got Friday Night Gamecast with Nick and Will. I think those ones are always like on the top of my list. I'm always getting those
go tos.
Friday Night Gamecast. It'll be out before this, obviously, but I recorded one with them.
Oh, excellent.
And their whole thing, they were like, we're gonna try to beat whatever your longest episode is, and I'm like, no you're not.
No you're not.
I think ours with them was over 3 hours.
Actually, they just had
a 3.5-hour episode, I think, with their Zelda episode.
It doesn't surprise me. I just actually recorded with the 1 hour one decision. We talked about Persona Strikers.
Oh, cool.
They come in there. I am a massive Persona fan, and I didn't want to play it, and I didn't want to like it, but it's kind of fun. So here we are.
Which one's Persona Strikers? There's so many now on Game Pass.
Well, no, they took... all right, real quick. They took Persona 5 away from Game Pass, as things do, but they left the newest, like, spin-off game on there.
The Tactics or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, spin-off.
So you can't play the main game, but you can play the spin-off that's 20 hours or whatever.
Okay. I was always scared to get into that one because it's so long.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
It's like 140 hours.
Yeah,
man.
No.
You got time. No. You got time. You have time.
When I played Red Dead 2, I was at 90 hours or something. Yeah, Red Dead 2
was so long.
Please. I was like, this needs to end soon. Kill me.
Although I put over 100 hours in Tears of the Kingdom, so I don't... Like, it didn't seem like that long, though. But, like, Red Dead Redemption 2, I felt the length of the game.
Oh, yeah, just, for sure.
I think it's just because there's so many moments that feel like it's coming to a close, and you're like,
it's like, nope, fuck you.
And then it's like...
I'm
and then
happy
it's like,
to hear all this negativity to Red Dead. It makes me very happy.
Oh, yeah, I heard you're kind of playing it, and then you kind of fell off it, and you were not a fan.
No. So I got through, like, 3 chapters, and then me and one of the other co-hosts, Tim, were not having fun, and so we ended up dropping it. Because, look, I grew up here in the South, right? So I've been around plenty of horses. Horses are, like, the worst animal that you'll ever be around. They're moody and violent, right? They're not good animals. And horse people are, like... awful as well. They're just
really
rich. They're just rich douchebags.
Oh yeah, you have to be pretty rich to have horses.
Yeah.
That's
I work in engineering, and if you knew like the amount of money they spend on just the specific dirt for like horse tracks,
wow.
Oh my god.
I'm talking about like shipping it over like state lines, like from South Carolina to here in Alabama.
Wow.
To make sure they have a specific blend.
I've never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Give me that dirt.
They're wild. They're wild.
Man,
they're
that is insane. Just so they're like
it's for their feet or whatever.
Feet, ankles.
I thought my boss was fucking with me one day because he was like, when you go out there, take a look. You'll see the horse wearing hats and jackets. And I was like, ha, very funny. And then I show up on site and the horse had a fucking jacket on.
Cigar.
Wow. Yeah. And I'm like, it was like a little beanie like for it and like a jacket. And I'm like, ooh, why? It's an animal. What are you doing?
The hell is going
on? I put a coat on my dog.
Yeah, and I was just gonna say, like, I was like, it's funny, but I put booties on my dog.
Well, y'all are in Canada,
that's
where it's like
minus 35 up here, though. So.
Yes. You would be making fun of me. It's like 45 today, and I had 2 jackets on. All right, I'm freezing.
Oh my god,
I'm freezing. I'm built for it to be 105 and 90% humidity. Well. I'm not built for this.
That makes sense.
I have a buddy who's he was born and raised. Well, he's born in Hawaii, and then he grew up in Arizona, and then he married my wife's friend, and they moved up to Minneapolis.
Yep.
And he is hating his life right now. Because how fucking cold it is. This place is inhabitable. How do you people fucking live in this shit?
One of my favorite things to tell people up north, it snowed once like 5 or 6 years ago here.
Oh, what?
I got 2 inches of snow.
Oh, wow.
And I was out of work for a week because of that.
Wow.
Nice. Perfect time for gaming. That's what we used to do.
But let me tell you something, though. Hurricane comes through, I'll be back the next day.
Yeah, it's so weird. That is so fucking weird.
it was just wild, right? So, any other, we got a little distracted. Any other indie pods that we'd like to give a shout out to?
Aaron and Tommy.
Aaron and Tommy.
I gotta get them on.
Oh, you'll have a blast. Might not get Tommy because he's always in Alaska or camping or something, but you'll get Aaron.
I always just think it's Aaron putting on another voice myself. But,
but yeah, it's always great with those guys, dude. We were on with Aaron without Tommy. We got to have them on. There's so many. I don't want to keep naming and then forget somebody.
Yeah, we probably
be an asshole.
Don't worry about it. I mean, I have the gaming duo on next. So
Nice.
Yeah. Man, this whole little show, man, it's blown up. People enjoy it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So this may be the same answer for the three of you, but I'm kind of curious about it. What is the first video game that you played? Did y'all have to share, you know, the one console and game? Was maybe, you know, somebody not really interested in it at first?
First ever video game?
The first ever
I always say that you remember, right? So maybe not playing Galaga in the movie theater, like, which is what I would probably say, but maybe like Mario 64.
Oh, well, my brain is actually mush and my memory is garbage. But I do remember when Dad brought home the Atari 2600.
Yes, that would be my first as well.
And we played Donkey Kong before he was Donkey Kong? Or was he Donkey Kong?
I think he was Donkey Kong then.
Junior or something.
And he would toss the barrels at Mario and you had to climb the ladders to save Peach before
he saw that game, dude. I went to a gaming convention thing at the arena 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy who had all those old, like, Intellivision and, Atari.
Did he have the actual Atari that you could buy?
Yeah, there was everything there. You could get all this old consoles and stuff. And I was like, Mary, I think it was called Donkey Kong Jr., I want to say.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, you sent a picture of it. I think it was. But isn't that strange? Like, what did Nintendo do? Just like, oh, rip that off? Like, I don't understand.
I think it was made by Nintendo.
Oh, was it made by Nintendo for Atari?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh.
1982 arcade game.
Wow.
It was released by Nintendo. And it was a sequel to one game before it, apparently.
Wow.
But yeah, I remember that. I don't know what year that would have been. Probably like 1989, maybe.
Because we had that before the normal Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. That was my first memory for sure. Yeah. Like Donkey Kong or whatever games.
Oh, and Chicken Crossing.
Yeah, we had another game where a chicken had to cross a freeway. I think it was called Freeway.
Yeah.
Missile Command.
Oh, was that the one where you like, you just click and the line goes up and it...
And it like blows up the
blows
missile?
Up the missile coming down to the
Or
base.
No, you click and it creates like a circle that radiates out.
Yeah.
And you have to... And it has to stop the... The rocket
the missile
that's coming.
From hit missile, the city. Yeah. Man, that was...
Yeah, that's a cool game. That's all I remember. I don't know about Daniel. That was before
Daniel's
time.
Younger, yeah.
That's what I...
It's tough to say because it all blends together at one point. Like, you know, I mean, obviously I would say... Like, for instance, it's hard to remember if my Back to Nature days on PS1, my Harvest Moon days, were after when I would rush home and want to play Super Mario 64 or Mario 64 on... 64. It was
That was after because we sold the 64
to get a PlayStation
and Final Fantasy 7.
So then, like, my earliest memories of actually gaming, like on my own, were definitely Mario 64 and maybe GoldenEye as well. Just kind of playing that through the actual campaign and shit, which was crazy.
You would have been seven,
eight, maybe.
Yeah,
something like that. So yeah. Those are like my earliest memories. I might have played something before. I don't know. Maybe a Game Boy thing. I don't know. But that's what comes to mind. So,
man, that's insane that we sold the 64 to buy PlayStation to play Final Fantasy VII. Did that come? When did PlayStation come out versus 64? Was it within a year or two?
I think
it was before. I think it was before.
I think the PlayStation is like 2000, if I'm not mistaken.
PS1? I thought it was like.
I think it's 2000.
PS1 released.
No, it was like 97. Hey, I think it was a year.
1995.
95.
PS1.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 years before N64, which is weird. Okay. That's why it was so weird. Like, we sold the newer thing to get the older
96.
Thing.
Yeah.
But because, like,
64
the games
was 96.
Were just better.
So a year after.
A year after. I'm about to say, I'm older than both of those. I feel old now.
Yeah, I remember watching Jonathan play Final Fantasy VII, and I was just like, this is unbelievable. This game is blowing my mind. I'm not even playing it. And then Jonathan would go down to play it, and I'd be like, and I'd just sit beside him, and I'd watch him play it. I wouldn't even, like, want to take the controller. I would just watch him play it. It was so sick. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Metal Gear Solid 1.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
the games were just, I don't know if they were just more mature and they were just kind of better. More of what we were looking for.
Well, yeah, around whenever N64 launched, I'd say so, yes.
Yeah, it was just like, because they also had really cool Japanese games, the PS1, which was sweet. And they could have, like, video cutscenes on the, because you could, like, in the cartridges couldn't do that. You know what? Yeah, remember
the
that?
Anime games.
There used to be, like, anime video cutscenes in a lot of those are PS1 RPGs, which was so cool to us back then. But the N64 couldn't really do that.
Fuck the 64. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell?
So, while we're on this little nostalgia trip and everything, so who would be called in to beat, like, the hard bosses?
Me. Me. I'm the only one who's played and beat Souls-like games.
Back then, that didn't matter.
Oh, back then? No.
Back then?
I was older.
No, I was terrible. Yeah.
It was always me. You pretended to beat a Mario game at a kid's birthday party. What are you talking about? And then you lost in front of them over and over and embarrassed yourself.
As a child, not a grown-up.
As an adult, got it.
But yeah, Jonathan would be the one to beat Legend of Dragoon as well. I remember I played, like, side by side. Like, he would play Legend of Dragoon, and then I would play it. But I never, like, actually beat the game. I just watched him do the last boss, and I was like, okay.
It was so long.
Yeah. I was like, that's good enough. I've beaten it, too.
Yeah. That was like a 40-minute long or an hour long, I think, boss fight or something at the end. It was wild.
Oh, that game was so good.
Awesome. So, if you could pick, like, one dream guest to have on, y'all don't have to agree on somebody, but if you could pick a dream guest,
you know, I was thinking about that.
I have no idea.
I'd want someone who could tell us more about how, like, game engines and development work, like the technical stuff behind it. I guess maybe.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So I was thinking maybe
Todd Howard.
Todd Howard, yeah, or Pavel Sasko from.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That would be sick.
CD Projekt Red. I'd love to just shoot the shit with him and talk cyberpunk, like, all day.
Yeah.
Love that. That would
and Witcher.
Cool. Yeah, Witcher. Like, yeah. Oh yeah. Man, how that bringing the books, awesome. Bringing the books to the game. Like, people, whenever you play The Witcher, or because I played Witcher 3 and then I read the first book. And because of The Witcher 3, I just had all the characters in my mind, and it was fantastic.
Did read the books? I thought you didn't read.
Well, I read on the beach.
I thought you
didn't
know how to read.
I read on the beach in Mexico.
Okay.
Where
okay.
No one can watch me and judge me. Because reading, reading's for nerds.
People are looking at you on the beach and judging you. Trust me.
He just has pictures of, like, chicks.
Yeah,
I'm inside, like, in, like, a dust jacket of the book.
Yeah.
No, I'd have a porn magazine and then a book inside the bag.
Yeah.
So people wouldn't think I'm some big nerd.
It's like, oh, you're looking at porn? Looking at porn,
it's
buddy?
Like,
cool.
Yep, that's me. Front, looking at porn.
The front cover is, like, how to make friends and win people over or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question because, like, yes,
I would agree
I would
with
love
Pavel.
To say, yeah, I would love to say I agree with that, or Todd Howard, but I also like to think, because I'm a huge, you know, video game music nut too, and just music nut in general, film score, and there's a few that I would love to just kind of pick their brain, but the one that comes to mind right now is Jeremy Sewell of the Elder Scrolls scoring fame. Because, like, he did freaking Oblivion, he did Skyrim, and it would just be so cool to kind of, because there's not a lot of videos with him. A lot of composers, a lot of, you know, studios will put in behind the scenes featurettes and stuff about their time in the studio and how they do stuff, but I've never really, I don't know if there are a lot of him out there, so I haven't got to see that kind of side of him. So it'd be cool to pick his brain about his process for the games, you know, how he starts, what direction he takes things and why and all that stuff. That would be really, really
cool. That would be amazing. Yeah. Man, Skyrim music is so fucking good. It's so good.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
All right, so we're getting through these pretty quickly, so I'm proud of y'all for not taking up all the time to watch y'all tonight. But my proudness can't last very long. I was listening to y'all's recent episode at time of recording. What's the problem with Portal?
Oh,
what's wrong with you three?
I bought it. I bought it for $2.50.
Good. That's like $60 of enjoyment.
I bought both of them for that price.
See, my problem is... I get flustered fast. Yeah, I hate puzzles. I hate using my brain for I can't do it. Like I just start thinking something else, and then I'll just do something else. Like I can't sit through a puzzle game. And from what I've heard, I've only watched videos and heard it's just a massive puzzle game that you're jumping through holes and all that kind of stuff.
Do you know how long Portal 1 is?
No.
It's like an hour.
Really? Well, for me,
it's an hour.
60 hours.
It's just like sleeping. It's
like, this game is so long. But I did want to try it because it got the ray tracing update.
Yes.
And I wanted to check that out. That's probably the only reason why I jump in is to see the tech demo of it.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's Portal 2. It's got co-op.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can solve portals together. That's infuriating. It's grounds for murder.
They don't want me as a puzzle solver. No.
You have to understand that Nate had a notorious problem that he could not finish a video game. So, and that was only just solved. He's only just overcome this
during the podcast.
Probably because of the podcast.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we started this podcast, he actually finishes games now, which is crazy. He never would be
never
before.
Ever finish games.
I think it's like only like 15 or 20% of people finish the game like that they like.
Really?
I think it's a really low percentage.
That's crazy. Like I remember like I would buy these games and I would get like the max amount of time I would put in a game was like 20 hours maybe. And if the game was like a 60-hour game, I'd be like, no. I would just drop it. I would just drop it and I'd never pick it up again. But then I started hammering out games. Whenever we started the podcast, beating games, I was so proud of myself and I just kept doing it.
I'm proud of you, boy.
Proud of you, son.
That's my boy. You're my boy, Blue. I never played Portal. Because like I played it and I was like, okay, this is kind of cool and I get what they're doing with it. But then I had other games that I was playing at the same time and I kind of just like forgot about it and then I just never got back to it. I was playing a lot of Half-Life 2. Right. So I was kind of doing the whole Source Engine Valve thing and Counter-Strike at the Source at the time. So I don't know. I didn't quite get into it. But it was fun what I played. I enjoyed it.
Oh, Half-Life 2 is sick. Did you play?
It's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you on one of your, I don't know if it was recent, one of your episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that you're going to try to get the other two to play it?
So we did play Half-Life 2.
Oh, okay.
It actually turned out to be our game of the year for 2023.
Oh, nice. That
sounds weird, but see, we do our Last Chance Awards. It's only for games that we played.
Okay.
So not current releases or anything.
Right.
So I made the guys play it. I want them to play Half-Life Alyx. It is.
How are you going
to
do
that? Is that VR? Oh, okay.
That's the VR one. Can you play it non-VR?
You cannot. Oh. And I think it would be ruined if you played it VR. Because, like, one of the fun is just literally looking through boxes.
Yeah.
Because the way the index controllers work, you have full, like, finger dexterity.
Oh,
so you're ripping open boxes, like, with your hands. And then, like, nothing's in it. You just pick it up and yeet it across the room.
Yeah. Man,
it's fun. Head crab jumps at you, grab it. You know what I mean? Really? Like, you can grab them out of the air and just.
Oh, that's
shoot him. It's wild.
That's the thing. I was like, when I was buying my VR set, because I have the PSVR 2.
Okay.
And I was like, do I save up for the Steam one? Because it was like $600 extra. great, but it came with like the room sensors and the, all that
right.
stuff.
Right. So like, I don't know if you can see it, the little black dot way over there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
one
yeah.
of two. The other one's like oh, up okay. above me on
yeah.
that side.
Okay, yeah.
So I have like full walking in here, like when I play VR games.
See, that's and that's crazy. Is that tethered that one?
No, it's that's a power cable hanging down from it. They're okay. Bluetooth essentially.
No, but nice. The headset are the
oh the headset tethered? It's tethered. Yes.
Okay. So recently, I've been following this guy on Twitter, and his little hacking group is trying to get the PSVR 2 to work on PC and Steam VR, mm-hmm. and I've donated to them. So he's made some progress. He can. Right now, they're designing a module, like a hardware piece that goes in between the PSVR 2. You plug it in, and then that goes into the PC to emulate the certain like drivers you need
right.
for Steam to recognize the PSVR 2. And he's getting closer and closer. So hopefully, if that ever gets done and finished, he's got it working the furthest with AMD with AMD graphics cards, which is excellent because I've got the highest AMD card. So whenever that, if that ever happens, I definitely would love to play Half-Life.
It's so good. So that's what
freaking cool.
That's what my pandemic money went to because I was nice. Working the whole time. So when that showed up, they dropped it at the same time, and I was like, oh, yoink.
Nice.
It looks amazing.
It's so much fun. Honestly, I haven't played anything better in VR than Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah, for sure. How long is that one?
Well, you wouldn't play Portal, and that's an hour. So I don't know if you're going to want to spend all 10 hours with the VR headset strapped to your head.
Well, is there a lot of puzzles?
Yes, there are a lot of puzzles.
Shit. Yeah.
There's right. puzzles, they're shooting stuff. What's really cool is the shotgun is one-handed, but it's like a double barrel, so you like okay. flick it to like reload it.
Oh, man.
It's nice. Endlessly entertaining.
Yeah, because I've been playing I played this one called Synapse for PSVR 2, mm-hmm. and it is sick. It's so sweet.
There's,
and it's like just a fucking pistols, and you've got psionic powers, and you feel like a Jedi, like you're holding your, like you can just grab stuff and telekinesis things across the room and throw people around, throw things into people. It's super fun, super fun.
Awesome. Well, it's tremendous to play. So let's get back into the questions real quick before we just start waffling about games that are excellent and why y'all should play Portal. I'm not letting this go. I just want y'all to know.
If it's an hour long, I'll do it for you, Slade.
It's thank you.
And $2.
And $2.
$2 in an hour. You got like one really good shit to take. You know, take your Steam Deck in the bathroom, just sit there and beat it. So for you know, again, y'all, the three of y'all don't have to agree, but what's your best podcast moment that just comes to mind? You know, if somebody says, oh, Elder Scrolls, how's it going? You know, something that just pops into your head.
Oh, I've got one.
Podcast
like moment or episode?
Yeah. Best moment.
Favorite moment.
Moment.
Oh, damn. Man.
Oh, the custom consoles. Jonathan revealed his custom drawn console, I
fucking died. Yeah.
Die.
That was actually very fun to design those. That was actually hilarious.
Okay.
I would
yeah,
agree
that
with
was
that's
hilarious.
That's up there for sure.
That was disgusting. Yes.
Yeah.
mine. I've got to say, I've never cried on the show before laughing, other than the one time, which was when we told the AI shopkeeper in our AI text adventure that his shop stunk. and I don't know why that tickled my funny bone so much when it did.
And tell him it stinks.
Just the way it happened. Yeah,
yeah,
I was wiping tears from my face, and I was
because we're just like typing to the AI. It's like, oh, what should we say to it? And Nathaniel's like, tell him it fucking stinks in there. And we're like, okay, and we said that to him. But yeah, that is very dumb.
That's genuinely funny, though.
Yeah, I was crying for like 5 minutes while these guys took a break, and they came back, and I was still going. So that's one of the highlights for me in terms of at least the comedy.
That was a good comedy. That was a good one because it's like we were trying to get the AI to create a Dungeons and Dragons experience for us while we played the game, and the AI was supposed to be the dungeon master, and he couldn't do like simple fucking math. whenever we'd go in to like buy equipment at the store. Yeah, he's like trying to shortchange us and shit. We're like, I don't think so. No. Your math doesn't add up. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me try to calculate that again.
Yeah, it was very dumb.
So Nathaniel, that's when I was like, what else can we? Because I love the idea of telling AI anything, or at least playing a text adventure where you can literally say anything and try and get it. So I was like, what if we? I was like, tell him his shop stinks. And then Nathaniel was narrating it as he was typing. He was like, and your shop stinks. And press enter. And just the way he said it. But then it said the AI, like, shopkeeper, like, gave us a stare, like a death stare as we walked out of his shop. Fuck, it was really funny.
I liked when, Nathaniel, you had the AI create the Pokemon. And
oh, yeah.
There was the one that had this a matchstick just like sticking out of his crotch. That was
that was really funny.
I died laughing because like why would it do that? It just had a giant stick sticking up out of its crotch.
Well, they do that a lot. The AI likes to put things in characters' crotches, as we know from our latest
very male-oriented interpretation.
Yeah, it did that to the Link as well.
Yeah, Link's sword. He put a sword right in his crotch. Big long sword for Link.
Oh god.
Yeah. Fucking AI.
Yeah.
Next time I'm at a shop I don't like, I'm gonna tell their store stinks.
Yeah.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. This
the Elder Trolls say you're hello.
You're trying to rip us off, and your fucking shop stinks.
So, what's the game? Fucking A. What's the game you want to cover, but y'all just haven't found the time or don't agree that you should?
Oh, I wanted them to play Lords of the Fallen with me, but good thing they didn't.
That's not how you say Portal. I just want you to know.
We should do Portal 1, 1 hour, one decision.
I wanted to. Yeah, 1 hour, one decision. I wanted to make some content about doing some custom Apex Legends matches with these guys, like as noobs, or like especially Daniel, because it would be hilarious. Like, either find another person to like 1v1 me, or if I could try to coach you guys through a game to get a win or something like that, even with Daniel, like not even playing the game before.
Like you not playing with us?
Yeah, me playing with you. Oh. No, I would have to play with you, yeah.
No, how about you don't play with us, and then you try to coach three noobs to a win?
Yeah, I could try to do that as well, yeah.
Though
like,
I hate,
stuff like that.
I hate
that
when you
cool.
do that when you play with us anyway.
Yeah.
He's like, side coaching? Fuck, man. Sometimes I want to reach through my computer and strangle.
You gotta fucking play the right way, man.
I would try that, though. I would definitely try the Apex Custom Legend.
That'd be a great way to do duos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do a duos, because, yeah, there's duos or trios.
What else? Would there be another one that I think I can think of? I don't know. I think we never got to do...
Sea of Thieves.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be so fun.
I've played Sea of Thieves.
I mean, they've all played it. They've both played it, you know, but we wouldn't... The thing is, it's just too old a show to actually do, or too old a game to actually do a show about it, I think, unless they come up maybe like, a new season or something, and then it'd be a fun kind of wave to ride or whatever.
Let's see what you did there.
Oh, like I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
He didn't even notice he did that.
Wave to ride?
I did.
Did you?
No, it's a wave.
Did you?
You say something funny, Bobby Boucher.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think it would be so cool if we could do it. If we started the show before Ghost of Tsushima came out, which we didn't. Jonathan,
I would play that game again.
Yeah,
if Jonathan would just fucking play it.
Hmm. Well, I think I own it.
Do you?
I think I own it.
You sure about that?
I don't know. I think I got it for free on a PlayStation Plus or some shit.
Well, it's phenomenal. That's all I can say.
I think the PS4 version may have came with your PS5 and that big collection of games that they gave the PS5 players when they bought the console. That's how I got Bloodborne, I think.
Never heard of that. I don't know.
Good.
Actually, I have good news. I've sold my PS5.
You sold it?
Oh, really?
I'm very happy about that.
Really?
So why?
Just
why
didn't
would you
want
sell?
It anymore?
What? There's nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Everything's on Game Pass. It's true. Too much for their version of Game Pass.
Yep.
It's also too complicated with the 3-tier system.
Oh, yeah, it's so stupid.
Yep. Plus, I also have a PC and a Steam Deck and a Switch.
Yeah, man. I'm really only hanging on to it for the exclusives that will come out. You know?
That's what I wanted to do, but one of my buddies was like, hey, I'll give you $450 for it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take money for this. It's a brick on my desk.
But then that's true. And like, what
then
big
Sony's?
Like, what big Sony game? What?
Sony's coming out with their games on PC now, though, isn't it? Are they moving to PC, like, kind of thing?
Yeah, they're putting stuff on PC. So wait a little bit, and you get it.
God of War, was really good.
Oh. Unless
the Spider-Man games, I'm loving. I mean,
unless they were like Bloodborne 2, like that. Happen and be like, yeah, here's your money back. Give it back to me. That's the only thing that made me come back to it. I have a really weird question. Now, I want to preface that it's a weird question because normally, if you ask this in a room of at least 4 people, like we are now, you will divide the room in half. And I'm really
interesting.
And I'm really curious about this because I want to see if I can divide the 3 of y'all some way with this. And again, try this at home if you've never done it before. If you're at a party and it's getting awkward, make it more awkward. Do you wipe your butt sitting down or standing up?
Actually.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I don't wipe my ass anymore.
Sitting down? Okay, we got a sitting down?
No, I kind of, if I do wipe my ass, I lean up.
Lean up. Yeah, you lean up. I never stand up. I've never stood up.
No,
too much energy.
My cheeks will close if I stand up.
Too much energy. So not if you're bent over. Not good, like bent right over. Like forehead on the floor.
Definitely sitting down.
The cheeks will spread.
Sitting down. Yeah. Okay, so all 3 of y'all sit down. That's interesting.
I recently got a bidet as well, and I just sit there and let it spray me.
Life changer. It's a life changer. I feel like a king.
It's really good. It's really good. Now. I should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah, I told you to. I told you to. I tell everyone. Get
but I wouldn't feel like installing it.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a pain. But it doesn't take that long.
Like it's just... I feel like
we
I
grew up
a
with
a
them, though.
Mess.
We grew up with actual bidets, not like the add-ons to the toilets.
Yeah.
Like, we always had one in the house.
Yeah, so the separate bidet, right? Like, we had separate to... So, we had, like, a lake cabin when I was a kid, and it had one in there. Ooh. I never used it, and thinking back on it, I still didn't, because if you, like, turn, like, the water all the way up on it, the water pressure was so good, it would hit the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. That means it'll clean your ass real good.
Oh, yeah. That'll clean you out.
I could not picture. I could not picture sitting
cold.
Sitting on that.
Imagine a cold shock.
Oh, my God.
Cold shock right between the cheeks.
That's what happens to my downstairs today.
I, like, so flooded cold our house. I was a kid and I flooded our house almost
with the bidet.
Because I turned on the fucking thing and I left it, I guess. And mom was like, wow, all this water.
It's just a giant fountain.
Yeah, and it was just like all this water coming down the stairs and filling up the floor. And that's what. But no, I've never used it myself. I feel like that is such an uncomfortable. Like, I don't like changing the process of taking a shit. Like, I will take a shit and I'll use a baby wipe after. I will take a shit, I'll wipe my ass, and then I'll use a baby wipe, and then that's like my alternative to
a cooling
bidet.
Wipe.
Oh, man. Sometimes I'd like after like super drunk nights or something, the sloppiest shit, I would just take a shower. I wouldn't even fucking attempt to wipe. I'd just fucking lie in the shower and let it rinse
off.
Oh
my god.
Here's a question for you guys.
You're
though.
An animal.
Do you guys go to the toilet, like public toilets?
Yep.
If I have to.
Now, if you have to go, and you sit down on the toilet to take a shit, do you take a piece of toilet paper and put it between your cock and the toilet bowl so it doesn't touch the toilet bowl?
Yep.
You do it?
Depends how big the toilet is, how small the toilet is.
I always seem to end up on a small-ass toilet.
It depends how big my dick is.
Most...
At the time,
depends how hard. Depends how hard I am. I find a lot of places have small toilets.
Yeah,
Yes. I hate a small toilet. Downstairs, we got a new one. An elongated bowl, boys. Oh, elongated nice. Bowl. Nice. That's what it's all about.
I like that. No, I don't do that. Because it depends on the... Yes, it depends on the toilet. But I always definitely put toilet paper on the seat, though. Yep. I always fucking do that. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Whatever. I did that one time, and then my dink like touched the seat. I was like... Ever since then, like I always put the toilet paper... in front, so my dick doesn't touch the bowl or the seat.
You're like the guy. You're like the guy from Deuce Bigelow, the cop. He had some water splash from it. What did he say? You remember? It's like, take a look at this, Bigelow.
You ever seen that before?
You ever seen that before?
Yeah.
Oh shit. But yeah,
I didn't expect this for tonight, but here we are. But you made me think of this with this. I once paid one of our field technicians. Okay, so we all know what Poseidon's Kiss is, right? It's when
actually,
you're taking a shit, the turd falls into the water, and the water comes back up,
and
it just
works. Okay.
Right on your butthole. Just
Poseidon's
little kiss.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we were doing some soil investigations. It was like these 40-foot holes straight down, and there was water at 15 foot. And I was wondering what the turdmole velocity was of a piece of poop, and if it hit the water, would the water come back up? So I
that would have to be a heavy turd.
Yeah, that'd be a massive.
I gave one of our field technicians $10 to shit in the hole. I gave him $10 to shit in the hole. I still have the photo. Now that I think about it, I still have the photo somewhere on my work computer.
The work computer.
Of him squatted over, you can't like see anything other than his ass cheeks. Yeah. But him squatted over the hole.
Man,
and then the next one's
so
him
much.
Catching
it's
the
like...
poo beside him.
There's a splash. The splash coming out of the thing. Freeze frame on the splash.
And this is like super cold groundwater. If it hit him, he would have known pretty quick. Oh, okay.
Yeah, guys, that's what I do. I rely on that instead of the bidet.
Poseidon's kisses all day long, baby.
Guys, I got three more questions for y'all. All
right.
Well, first, let's go ahead and hit a two-parter real quick. Is there a game you all agree on, like, being amazing? On the inverse of the coin, is there a game you all agree on being just awful?
Ooh. I think amazing.
I think there's so many we agree on that would be, like, amazing.
But all that we've played together, though, like Daniel hasn't played a few games that we both think are amazing. I think the
why
game
not?
That,
what about like Tears of the Kingdom?
Yeah,
I would say Hogwarts and Cyberpunk.
Hogwarts, Cyberpunk.
I think. Yeah.
What else? Friggin'
are amazing. Like that's a unanimous Elder Trolls.
The Spider-Man games.
Those two games. Yes, I mean.
I say
Spider-Man games.
I say Cyberpunk was our big one. We did a Cyberpunk episode where we went. We did a whole deep dive Cyberpunk episode.
Yes, that was a really fun episode. That was a good episode.
Before it was cool, because we're trendsetters, we trend.
Yeah, that was before it was cool. True. It was before the updates.
Yeah, we were there from day one.
Yep.
From day one.
Day one. Day one on next gen hardware. Had no problems.
Yeah,
no problems.
It's true. It's true.
That one I can say we loved. Hogwarts we all loved.
Yes,
that's true.
Yeah. Ask for a
game
shit
that
game.
We hate.
Or game we don't like, I should say.
You don't like, maybe you hate it. You both got all, all like,
that we all
hate
it.
Oh, Daniel,
I feel like we've tried something.
Me and Jonathan played 7 Days to Die recently, and we were like, this game is terrible. This game is so bad.
Yeah. Daniel wouldn't have played that. Did Daniel play? I don't know.
I feel like
that's the only game in recent memory that was just like, I'm not fucking playing this shit. This is horrible. But it was old.
How did you guys feel about that Capcom one? What was that?
Exoprimal?
Exoprimal?
I liked it.
It was okay. It was just meh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think we would all play... Like, if we know a game is maybe going to be no good, like, one of us will play it, and...
Yeah, that's
probably me first.
And it's probably Nathaniel.
Yeah, exactly. And he'll tell us if it's worth playing or not. So he kind of screens the shit games.
Unless they're on Game Pass.
You are much kinder than my co-host. they pick shit for us to play.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right.
No, we use him as the shit screen.
Yeah. Like they Joey picked fucking Duke Nukem Forever. Which is awful. And then there's Hunt Down the Freeman, which is like a fan-made Half-Life game.
Okay.
And I was getting shit because I was using no clipping to get through some of the levels. And then when we went to record the episode, they were like, yeah, I had to use no clip to get through some stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
That's brutal. Because you could not do it otherwise.
Yeah, I had like a enemy die in a doorway and I couldn't walk through the doorway where the rest of the level was. I had to no clip through the enemy.
Nice.
Oh, man. Wow. This is going to be a big question.
Cool.
Y'all don't have to agree on this, but it seems like y'all agree about a lot of stuff.
We're pretty... That's the
y'all,
thing.
Like a little hive mind, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just...
Well, not always.
Not always, but me and Jonathan, I'd say, we're pretty close to what... We're like on the same kind of wavelength.
Except for you like fucking Souls-like games, and I just will not play them.
Yeah, no.
He's
thanks.
Like, oh, I'll play Lies of P, and I was like, okay, I'll download it. I'll play it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, this game is so good, blah, blah, blah. And I played it for an hour. And I was just like, I got to the first boss and then I died and I had to do everything over again. He's like, yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. I'm like, why would I play this? I'm not playing this anymore. Like, I spent so much time getting to the boss and... I died like once, but I think I just had a checkpoint. Like I just done a checkpoint, but the second time I died was like I had to do fucking everything over again. Lies I was like, fuck this.
You sound like me because so like I'll be like, hey, you know, I should play a Souls game again, and then I'll get back and I'm like, how did I struggle with this boss? That was so easy. I'll get to the next one.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this game's fucking bullshit. And then I put it down for 3 months, right? Yeah, and then 3 months later, I'm like, why did I put that down? That's my soul cycle.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I tried a little bit with the Valkyrie fights in God of War.
Mm-hmm.
They are kind of like that. They were very hard. But I did enjoy kind of beating some of the Valkyries. But I'm not. That's something I chose to do that I could stop doing at any time.
Right.
Which was really cool. But I did dabble in that, and right. I got pretty frustrated.
So, on this question, what is the current thing wrong with AAA games?
Oh my god, where do I start?
I would say optimization. Optimization and...
Never ready when they come out, quote-unquote. And then they just keep getting patched over 3 years and win ongoing game of the year. that's a big one for me. Cause like
definitely not No Man's Sky, right?
No.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky.
Exactly. Well, it's a great example, but it doesn't really happen with indie games, so that's mine. That's my big one. But again, it depends on the game and if I'm patient enough to stick with it like I did Cyberpunk. So that's my big one, is just taking forever for it to actually become what it should have been when it comes out type thing.
I think that's just optimization and upscaling. Yeah. Is like...
I'll just let him...
With the ray tracing out now and all the technology that they're trying to force into games is just like, even the best of the best can't run these games at, you know what I mean, at 4K.
Right.
4K 120, 4K 60 with ray tracing on.
4K 60 like, is a chore to run with new games.
Like, it's not easy to run 4K 60. Like, even for a 4090, and you have ray tracing on and everything like that, too. Like, how are the rest of the people supposed to run this game? You know what I mean? Right. And then I feel like they rely, instead of on optimization and making sure everything is running in the proper order and in harmony, they just say, oh, well, we'll upscale it so it doesn't have to, you know, it doesn't have to run so intensive.
And then
just upscale.
Yeah, and then you go online, and it's like... It's like, oh, this game runs like shit, yada, yada, yada. It's bad optimization. Then you've got those guys in the comments like, use DLSS, dummy.
Use upscaling. Fuck. Okay.
Fuck,
and it's all about AI, right? And it's just NVIDIA trying to peddle their AI technology and all this shit. That's because that's the bottom line. It's all about the bottom line. And I think that's what it's all about. But.
And it helps, and it just by like not cooking your game long enough and throwing it to the upscaling technology, like you can get the game out to a year before you need to.
Yeah, cutting corners. It's just like, cutting corners.
A lot is happening with the Unreal Engine 5 games. Like that's all it is right now. The Unreal Engine 5 games are so badly optimized, or like they don't know how to build Unreal Engine 5 games yet. Like it's going through its growing pains, and it's so bad. Like I just finished Lords of the Fallen, like I was saying earlier, and it was a mess. I thought it was such a mess in there. Just like even playing on low graphics and like the stuttering and the choppiness, I was like, how am I supposed to beat these bosses if it's the FPSs are itching?
Oh yeah, if it's not
if it's not smooth in a Souls-like game, how am I supposed to beat these fucking bosses? And
it was what about rude. Remnant 2?
Remnant 2 as same well. Thing. Yeah, same thing.
Just these UE5 games are maybe they just don't have it yet, you know.
But we haven't,
which
seen.
Is weird for PC. We see that. Remember, we'd see that for consoles. It's like, oh, the devs don't know how to develop for it yet. You know, they're maximizing like, and by the end of the life cycle of the console, it's like they've figured it out and games are really good. You know, we've never seen that on PC.
We haven't seen a AAA studio use Unreal Engine 5 yet, though. It's all been these like AA studios or these like lower, you know, these kind of not indie but like these lower. And I don't think so.
Lower budget
studios, you know, that they may not have the manpower or the experience or the technology or the whatever to smooth that shit out.
True, like because Fortnite runs it and it's fine, but they fucking made it.
They invented it.
They created it. So but yeah,
I'd
that's
say
what's
optimization.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
All right, good deal. And y'all ready? Last question, but it's a two-parter.
Okay.
And I'm just curious to know this. What's your favorite and least favorite Canadian stereotype?
Oh, I know. We all speak French. I fucking hate that.
Yes, least favorite. For
least
sure.
favorite, for sure.
Like, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're from Quebec? I'm like, no.
No. No, I'm not from Quebec.
I try not to go to Quebec. At any chance I get, I don't want to go.
The A thing pisses me off, too, because it's like...
I say that a lot.
Sure, I like we'll that. I think it's funny.
But it's not... I don't fucking say it after every single goddamn sentence. Like it's not one of those things. Like, no, people don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like anyone saying, huh.
I find... I find the Canadian accent that a lot of Americans hear is actually East Coast.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. It's really weird.
So
like, it's a really weird accent. Yeah,
they all think we're from the East Coast. And it's like Newfoundland, like, trash language.
Newfoundland trash language.
Oh, I'm sorry for any Newfoundland.
I don't know. There's definitely... What would you guys say the Ottawa Valley accent is?
I fucking died.
How would you describe that?
Ours? I don't know. I can't hear my accent. I don't know what I sound like.
We'll have to ask Slade whenever we ask Slade questions.
Yeah.
I'd say y'all are very neutral.
Yeah,
very neutral sounding. Where, to me, you know, if I hear Canadian in my head, it's either Matthew Perry or what's his name? The guy who plays Wayne in Letterkenny.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well,
There's no middle. I have no middle ground for Canadian.
He's kind of like he's... Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I have no middle ground.
That's very exaggerated. Yeah, that's really exaggerated. Kind of like country... Country...
That's like Saskatoon.
Hockey player, kind of. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, but I have no middle ground of what I think a Canadian accent is. It's one or the other. There's.
I'm pretty sure most of us sound like us. And then whenever you go to, like... The coasts. When you go to the coast, it gets really weird.
Yeah.
Even West,
you'll get the.
I think the prairies have a little twang too. Like,
they're farmer.
Like Hoople,
Our
guy that we play hockey with, he's from Winnipeg and he talks pretty funny.
Yeah, we can pick that shit up too.
Yeah,
but like the whole aboot thing, I don't hear that anywhere. Like,
I don't know what that means.
I do.
Yeah, that's weird.
My friend Jason literally he says a boat, like B-O-A-T.
A boat.
He literally says a boat, like.
I think a boot is like
a boat.
Yeah, I think a boat. Yeah, a boat. like saying a boat, which is weird, but I hear that a lot. But I think that is maybe what Americans kind of morphed a boat into a boot. They say a boot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's maybe what it is. It's boat, because people definitely talk like that.
Yes, they do. And you're like, what?
Oh, like, a boat? Like, fuck, you got a twang on you. But I think people.
There's a lot. Of
another thing. Like, I was gonna say, Daniel. I was playing Apex actually, and I said the word house. And
House,
like, but so the girl. I guess it was a girl. She went on the comp. She's like, are you Canadian? I was like, how the fuck do you know I'm Canadian? She's just the way you said house. I'm like, house? I said house. We're going to the house. I don't know. That was really strange. Well, like, she was like, my husband's Canadian.
Yeah.
He says it the same way.
used to work at a call center. It was the same thing. I was talking to Slate. I was talking to a bunch of Americans because I worked for AT&T call center.
Okay.
And so they would call me and they fucking sniffed it out like bloodhounds. They just knew, right? So it was little things that I would say. Hmm. But like house, I feel like is one of them.
House?
Or whatever. There's other little words that...
there's like a weird emphasis on the O and the U.
Oh, and the U? Yeah, okay.
And the O and the U together has like a weird emphasis for y'all.
Yeah.
House.
If you,
instead of saying
if
like
hadn't...
house.
House.
House. House. House.
House. Yeah, house. If you hadn't pointed out, I might not have noticed it, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, there's that. But like Jordan Peterson, you know, if you're aware who that is, I hear the Canadian accent in that guy. He's from Toronto.
Yeah,
he's that psychologist, that viral psychologist who blew up. And is like
he's raising hell right now with all those
dubs king of the incels or whatever the fuck he is. but like he to me has a Canadian accent. Like when I hear him talk, like that is like it's almost like a Canuck type accent or something.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You can usually. That's true. I do hear it. Yeah, like the guys. Some of the
Slate.
Guys on.
Yes.
What's up?
Sorry, no. I had a question for Slate. I was wondering, like, if you live down in Alabama, okay? So, are there extreme southern accents that even you hear where you're like, holy fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, man. Yeah. Same kind of deal.
Yeah. Well, before I get into that, do y'all have any positive Canadian?
Oh, yeah. I was like,
there was a second after that. All I got was the negative. All I got was the negatives of what y'all hate for the stereotypes.
Yeah. Positives, absolutely. We love hockey because I do. Maybe Daniel doesn't, but hockey is great.
We have a local hockey team. I love going to watch hockey.
Oh,
it's
really?
Great.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, I said, hey, see that?
There you go. I love that. We love maple syrup as well and poutine because it's delicious.
Yes, it's fucking awesome.
I put maple syrup on fucking everything. Like, everything.
Sausages.
You fucking name it. Bacon.
Sausage. Ketchup.
You fucking name it.
You put syrup on your ketchup?
Yeah,
what?
He does.
I do bacon. No, I do pancake. I make pancakes. I put the bacon on the pancakes. Ketchup on the bacon, and then syrup.
What is this combination?
And then I just wrap it up.
Ketchup and syrup.
Then I wrap it up into a little wrap, pancake wrap, like a McGriddle.
Okay, you are just
somewhere Gordon Ramsay's rolling over to sleep right now and like angry, and he doesn't know why.
You're just a freak, I think. I don't think that's a Canadian thing.
I'd say maple syrup on bacon and sausages is a Canadian thing. No? Oh, no. You guys got like chicken and waffles down there. You do maple syrup on that, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
that's,
I love
that's
that
good.
Shit.
Fried chicken and waffles. Yep.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Good. Yeah.
It's very good.
I'd say another one is... We are pretty friendly, like most of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, like, if you're going around, people do, like, they go out of their way to, like, do or to help you, like, just like the little things, like opening doors or just saying hello or nodding at you. Like, there's a lot of that. And there's a lot of apologizing. So that's also true. So, like, if I step in front of somebody at the supermarket, I'm like, oh, sorry. They're like, oh, it's okay, blah, blah. And they, like, walk by.
Yeah.
Like, it's very nice. It's, a lot of the time.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. That's all of our positives. Guys, we're out of questions.
Whoa.
I know.
Ooh, that was fun.
Hey, I'm glad y'all had fun. This is the fun part of Between Two Pods, where the AMA gets flipped. We already have question number one, though, about Southern accents.
There's
a lot. But real quick, I'm going to take a bathroom break.
Okay.
And then I'll be back to answer that, because I have a contractor I'm working with currently.
Okay.
I don't understand him. I don't understand. Maybe like every third word. And I've got a really good impersonation of him. So I'm going to go bathroom break, and I'll be right back. If y'all need to, I'm going to pause the recording. So
okay, cool.
I'm going to get a drink.
Absolutely. So I have a contractor I work with. He is Cajun.
Okay.
So Cajun speaks a kind of a combination of three languages. It is English, French, and Native American.
Right.
Okay.
So when they talk to you, right? Like if there were subtitles, it would just be like inaudible. That's what it would say. But so like the other day I got a phone call from him. He's like, "Hey, I just want to let you know we're going to be doing this tomorrow at 3 o'clock. All right, Wayne, I'll see you then."
Yeah.
All I got out of that was what I need to be there at 3.
Yeah,
I don't know what I need to be there for, but 3, I got.
That's 3 o'clock tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, that's all I got. He's a million miles an hour, and just pick up the keywords.
Boomhauer.
Holy smokes.
Boomhauer.
Yeah, kind of like Boomhauer for Giga to Hill, but people around here really, really do talk like that. You also get like...
That's sweet.
Yeah, wow. You get a lot of the, hey, y'all, you know.
Hey, y'all.
Because yeah. I don't think I have a bad Southern accent. I think mine's okay. I don't feel like the banjo, you can hear it out back or anything.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
No, it's not extreme.
The hey, y'all is really a thing before something stupid happens.
Okay.
I was kayaking down a river, like a big, you know, group kayaks, basically just go drink beer with your friends, and there's some mild rapids. And at Moccasin Gap, which, you know, it's named after the snake or whatever, somebody yelled, "Hey, y'all, watch this." And then he went down the rapids without the kayak. He just laid on his back.
Oh, my God.
And floated down it.
Wow.
Wow.
Probably got a couple of rocks in the anus.
"Hey, y'all, watch this." So you're saying it precedes something stupid? Is that what you said?
It's like hold my
every
beer.
Every time. Yeah. It's the worst version of hold my beer. Like,
oh,
hold my beer.
Okay.
Hold my beer, you can anticipate, but you hear, "Hey, y'all, watch this. The 12 pack has been drank." That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. It's unexpected.
Yeah.
It's "Hey, y'all, watch this, huh?"
Yeah.
You're like, "Huh?" Yeah. Okay,
huh?
The other another really big stereotype is talking like old moonshiners.
Mm. Yeah, okay, yeah.
That stuff is questionable. Could probably put it in your gas tank and
God, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
We have a few guys like that here,
The most stereotypical one I've ever gotten, you know the detergent, like the laundry detergent bottle with the squeeze thing to it?
Yeah.
It was in that.
Wow. That's like got super bad when they had to empty all those and drink the beer.
And that was served at a Dove shoot that I was at.
Oh wow! Holy shit!
Okay. Is that like a wedding? What is that?
Dove shoot? It's a bird. Shoot. It's like a bird shoot.
Like a
hunt?
So, yeah. So everybody's out there with shotguns in a field, and they're serving that.
Okay. So like you're going hunting.
Okay. Yeah. You're not shooting actual doves.
No, you're shooting actual doves.
Oh, you are shooting actual doves.
Yes, but not the pretty white ones that you're thinking about. These are more like pigeons.
I thought that was like a southern word for like a stag and doe, but like
a
wedding thing.
Yeah.
These doves look more like pigeons than they do actual like, you know, the pretty white ones that you're thinking of.
Do you send the dog into the bush to get them out?
No.
Okay.
No, they're an invasive species.
No, they're everywhere. You just shoot and you hit them.
So with these ones, is that like is that something you like barbecue up nice, or do you turn them into like meat sticks and pepperettes and stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Take a pic. I've seen people stew them. I've seen them, you know, do like nice little meat sticks and everything.
So when we shoot Canadian geese here, we usually turn them into sausages and pepperettes. We don't usually eat them. Like,
I don't think I've ever had goose.
No, you can. It's always in a package in a salted stick of some.
Oh, really?
I fucking hate Canadian geese.
Oh,
they're such a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. As like an animal.
Oh, yeah.
Or like eating it.
They just walk all over the golf courses and shit everywhere.
You're right where I was about to say. They ruin golf courses. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do that here.
Yeah.
It's all they do. What are they good for? They don't do anything.
There was a high-end neighborhood that got in trouble because they put out a bunch of this, like, poison feed for the Canadian geese.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jeez. They go down south for the winter.
There's just dead
bodies. They don't come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Just dead birds everywhere.
Yep.
That's funny. What else? Oh, so here's another question for you, Slade. Back to the toilet talk.
All right.
When you went to go take a piss right now, did you pull your entire pants down while you pissed, or did you just? Because that's what
Who
I.
Who would do that?
I just
you do that
because I get sweaty when I sit.
Oh
in
yeah,
chair,
I can hear that. I can see that.
I get sweaty, and then I chuck my pants and then piss.
So I'm wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I pulled them down enough.
To pull
the boys out, you know.
Okay. Yeah. No, I chuck them right down to the knees. Right,
I have done that before. If I'm sweaty enough, and I'm even not at home,
urinals,
I would chuck
my pants down at the urinals.
At the urinal. Is this where the dicks hang out?
I do. I don't know if y'all have this. When I was in college or I guess university. I don't know. Do y'all call it university as well, or
there's both. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess university then. It was in the big like common education building, right?
Yeah,
where the majority of students have to go at some point. Massive bathroom. I mean, like 7 urinals and like 5 stalls. Some dude kicked the door in, not like to break it, but like to open it.
Yeah.
In between classes, and he just yelled, "I'm gonna shit now, and you're all gonna listen to it." Went to the stall, and then just took the most violent shit.
Oh my god!
I love where this podcast went.
I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it was comedic.
That's funny. Oh.
And that's like a great way to, instead of just being like, you know, awkward about it, wait for everybody to leave the bathroom, just establish the dominance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we went to the
I was just thinking of this. Yeah.
The museum? Was it the museum in Victoria?
Victoria.
We drove across Canada in an RV.
Okay.
Us three and my two cousins. We drove from Toronto to Vancouver. And in Victoria, which is the island on Vancouver, like we had to take a ferry over. We spent the day there, and we went to this museum. There's a museum there of some kind. I don't remember what it was, but we were in the bathroom. I went to go into the stall because all the urinals were full. I had to take a piss. I'm like, oh, I'll go in the stall, and what I saw was just unbelievable. And I was like, it was the biggest turd I've ever seen. And I turned around and I leave the stall and I look around and there's a guy, complete stranger, in there. And I was like, do not go in there. Like, I'm telling this guy. And then I think you guys came in after me.
We're
and
like,
I was like, you have to look. Okay, you guys have to go in there and look. But I told the guy, I was like, you don't want to go in there. But it was absolutely insane.
Oh, it was massive.
I don't remember seeing it. I don't have that memory, so I'm not sure I even looked. I don't know if you...
Oh, maybe you didn't want to look. Nathaniel looked, and it was something.
Of course he did.
It was crazy.
That is disgusting.
Oh, man. Wow.
This might be the most poop discussion in, like, an episode I've had so far. One shot.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic.
That's what we do.
Toilet humor.
Yep. Well, I said at the beginning we'd get a little crass. is that all the questions? Are we done?
I think so.
Is that the questions?
Yeah. Do we have any more questions for Slade?
What kind of questions?
Yeah, so
I was wondering.
Okay.
Back to video games.
Okay.
RE video games. What is your earliest game memory?
Ooh, my earliest game memory. Well, there's a... It'd probably be not me getting to play, but me watching my cousin Zach play Legend of Zelda. Ocarina of Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
My job was to read the instructions, which I don't even think I could read yet. But I could point at the pictures. And
the game guide. And the game guide?
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I had the game guide. I had the game guide. And that was my job while he played.
The game guide.
So. An honest job.
Yeah.
Honest job.
Yeah, I was an honest day's work I did doing that, and then I played Ocarina of Time as an adult, and it's shit.
Yeah. I don't want to go back and play it.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I played it. I did play it recently. I played it, the remake for 3DS. That was the most recent one I played, and it was pretty good. I enjoyed myself.
If you have the rose-tinted nostalgic glasses, keep those. The other one I have is my favorite Pokemon game, which is Pokemon Stadium.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I had the adapter for the 64 where you could put your, like, cartridge game.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And I had a level 99 Pikachu, so I would just wreck shop with the neighborhood kids.
That's cool.
I never understood Steam.
Yeah, I don't think I ever played it.
So you could, like, battle. So if you had, like, the little reader for your Game Boy, right, where you would, like, you know, actually play the game and, like, level up your Pokemon, you could slide it into this little adapter on the controller. Mm-hmm. And it would read your save file, and you could have all your Pokemon from the game and fight your friends.
Okay.
And, like, battle your friends. There was
Did it go where the Rumble Pack went? Like, on the top?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it also had mini games, which were really good. I love mini games.
Oh. Well, it's on the Switch Online.
There you go.
So can you level up your Pokemon if you didn't put in a cartridge from here?
No.
So do they give you just like a base level?
Yeah. So they were all there, like the original 151, and they were all level 50. Like it was just an even playing ground. So like even like a Pikachu and a Raichu were level 50. They were both
Interesting.
Nice.
I say level. There should be some big air quotes there, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Oh, wow. I'm getting away easy with this. Well, one more time, guys, before we get out of here for tonight, please tell everybody where they can find you and about your podcast again.
Yeah, okay. Check us out on YouTube, Elder Trolls Gaming. We're gearing up with the YouTube recently. We got a pretty cool thing on there right now. But by the time people listen to this, it'll be over, hopefully. But it is an AI simulated battle between video game characters. So we have, I think we started with 16. We started with 16 heroes and villains. Yeah. And we pitted them against each other in a tournament style battle, and we let the AI decide everything. And we're making videos of each, and we're making the AI create art for each one, which has been really cool. And we basically read out the story that the AI feeds us and show the pictures of the battle. And so far, it's been pretty freaking funny. And but yeah, we've been doing that, and we're on podcast platforms everywhere. Elder Trolls Gaming Podcast.
That's awesome. Thank you guys again so much for being on here. And I'll see y'all again in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of Between Two Pods.
Yes. Sweet. Thank you so much for having
us.
This was fantastic. Very fun.
Yeah, very fun.
I'm glad y'all really enjoyed it. Hey, it was fantastic talking to y'all. I'll see y'all when the Elder Trolls Place portal finally. Goodbye, everyone.
Yeah. There you go.
See you later.